Before everybody flies off the handle here, yes, Balogun was technically born in the United States in New York, but at 1 month moved to England. He was born to Nigerian parents here in the United States. They moved to England when he was 1 month old, and he was raised in England. I'm not saying he's not American. I'm just saying it's interesting that these guys, not a lot of these players, there are several players that have dual citizenship, but they're choosing to play for the United States over other countries, and thankfully they are because they're great players. You know, most of these guys are playing overseas anyway, but it's just an interesting little twist here, like the World Baseball Classic. I'm enjoying it. I didn't think I would. I'm not converted into a soccer fan by any means. I'm not going to be watching the Premier League. I don't care about MLS. My interest in soccer is solely with the World Cup. And what is it, every 4 years? Is that World Cup? All right, let's make sure we got that right.
Yeah, man, you've been...
I don't know.
I think you're showing the fact that you're not a real soccer fan.
I don't hide it. I'm not hiding it. I go to my sheet, look at notes. Malik Tillman scored the free kick.
No relation to Xavier Tillman.
Not that I know.
Okay.
Not that I know. I didn't say that. but I mean, this is the thing. This is what the World Cup brings you. It brings you morons like me that'll tune in for the 3 weeks, and then I'm out. I'm not going to stay around. It's just the game doesn't appeal to me that much. But I was entertained by the game last night, and I hopefully will be entertained with a game on Monday when they take on Belgium in Seattle. I hope that they do. I hope they continue on. I hope they win the World Cup. That'd be amazing. You know, this is what the second time in the last seven attempts that they've been able to get to this Sweet 16. Last time they did it, they knocked out Mexico in 2007 or something. I don't know. Forget what the stat I saw on that, or a note that I saw on that. But nonetheless, this is bringing in the casual fan. There's no question. I mean, you don't get numbers like they're getting in ratings without bringing in the casual fan. Are you that casual fan? Or if you're the diehard, I'd love to hear from the diehards too. And diehards like rolling their eyes and like listening to me butcher all this and talk about this. But are you welcoming that people are kind of becoming all in on this? Because it's getting to be pretty cool. Let's go to the phones. And you got text as well, 248-539-9797. John is in Milford. John, welcome to 97. How are you, John?
Hey, guys. I'm doing good. Good morning. Yeah, I'm with you, Gator. I am a casual fan. I don't know anything about soccer, but it's got me hooked right now. Every time it's on, I got attuned to it. And this whole red card thing, I don't know. That sure didn't look intentional to me. Especially if you play it at full speed. I just don't see where he did that intentional. And the fact that they have to play with one less guy for the whole game, I had no idea that happens. And
then he's gone just, for the next game.
Right, exactly. It's a travesty that good of a player is going to be out for the next game. Yeah, I don't understand that. But yeah,
it's going to anyway. Yes. I was just going to say it's hard for me to really have this strong opinion, passionate opinion about it when I don't really watch the sport all that much and see it, right? You know, but nonetheless, it's eliciting that out of lots of people here. I don't know if that was egregious in the world of soccer or not. I don't see enough games to tell you that. Yeah, that's a red card all day. I don't know. I saw the still photos online about Messi doing nearly the same thing, and he got away scot-free. But in this situation, Balogun gets a red card, and it seems like there's controversy about that because it's not right in one regard, and it's right in the other. I don't know. It's weird.
Yep, I'm with you. And the other thing, is it the one guy making this decision, or does he have other people in his ear saying, yeah, he's got to go? I don't know, but it didn't look intentional to me.
Yeah, and thanks for the call, John. Do I know if it's intentional or not? I do not. I don't know. I do find it interesting that in the sport where they will review something like that and kick somebody out of the game and out of the next game and leave a team shorthanded for the remainder of the game for that call, that they'll review all that and have it be that punitive, that the sport basically ignores the feigning of injuries that take place on the field.
We're being punished because we call it soccer.
Is that it? I don't really care. Well, it's not. I mean, we've got our own football. I'm not worried about football, and that's fine. And I don't, because when I say things like that, then it means like I come across as being a jerk to soccer, and I don't want to be that. I'm not that guy. I'm fine with it. Ken, you and I were talking before the show about how you and Doug would talk the last couple days before the show. By the way, Doug's out this week. He'll be back on Monday after the holiday. But that you guys were talking before I would come in about the soccer games. He would ask you about, hey, did you watch the game last night?
Yeah, I mean, every day, obviously, we're just talking and about the show and even stuff not about the show. But he would always ask me, for the most part, hey, did you watch soccer last night? And I would most times just say, no, I didn't. And then I think it was yesterday or the day before, I said, you know, he asked me again, did you watch soccer? And I said, no. And he goes, you're becoming hostile towards this. And I said, I'm not at all. I just didn't watch
right,
it.
Like,
I didn't say blank that. You know, like, right. I didn't swear.
Yeah,
I didn't
there's
come
a difference
up
between, hey, did you watch the game last night? He's like, I'm not going to watch that crap.
Yeah, yeah.
That's hostility.
Yeah.
Right? Hey, did you watch the game last time? I go, oh, you know, I forgot it was on. No, I didn't watch it. But that's not hostile. That's just indifference.
Yeah, it's indifferent, man. Nothing. If I have time and I remember and all that stuff, and I'll turn on and watch it. I won't be like, turn that off. Put on Bluey. What are we doing? You know, I don't do that.
You were like Drew Anderson pitching for the Tigers last night with Jazz Chisholm on the base pass. Just indifferent to him stealing second and stealing third. Not going to watch. Not going to try to hold him on the base. Just go ahead and take it. I know it's the ninth inning and we're hanging on by a thread here, but you go ahead and you take those extra bases. Yeah, that's you with soccer.
There's no urgency.
Yeah.
There's no urgency, dude.
It doesn't matter to you. You're good.
Yeah, so no, it's fine. Then so I watched the highlight today. You guys are you were talking about and what we're bringing up right now, because I did not see it live. And okay, so I don't know the exact rules for a red card, okay? So, and I don't know if they explained this last night, Gator. Do you need intent to get the red card? Because to me, just as a casual who doesn't know the rules specifically, I don't know if I could prove intent on that replay, but what I can prove is it's irresponsible. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, you're in control of your, like, you have a responsibility for your own foot or whatever. Like, you can't just throw it up in the air and slam and land on someone's ankle without being responsible for it.
Same thing, yes, and intent is part of it.
Okay.
I guess there are three parts
of it.
Like,
it looked like he might be reckless is what they were saying. Like, you cannot be that reckless. You're getting a red card. Is that a possibility, or do you need to have...
I think there are other criteria that have to be matched. It's like targeting.
Sure.
You need certain criteria. And for the red card, intent is, as was explained to me last night, that intent is one of those pieces that you
that
need
you
to
need?
Have.
Okay.
So I have a hard time saying that somebody intended to do this or intended to do that. I know famously years ago, I talked about that with, was it Teddy Dupe, who stepped on Mateen Cleaves' ankle?
That looked intentional.
That was a purpose.
That looked intentional.
Oh, it looked intentional to me. I don't know if it was or wasn't, but nonetheless, you know, you're trying to debate whether it was or wasn't. Same thing happens with targeting in college football all the time. It's like, can you talk about the intent? Because all the time, like, he didn't mean to do that. The game is so fast, you don't know. Like last night.
But there's personal responsibility,
well, like,
though.
That's the thing that they allow for, at least in college football. And when it comes to this, should he have been more responsible where his feet were going to land after he, you know, they had that collision? Maybe. But, you know, because I'm like you, a neophyte to watching any of this, I'm going to take a step back and let everybody else argue and debate about it. I do think it's a little precious, though, when some people that are in my same shoes now are offering a very strong opinion on it and saying things like, well, FIFA hates the United States.
Yeah.
Or the referees have it out. I heard somebody call in this morning and say, well, you know, a lot of these officials, they don't even speak English. I feel like they're not even going to give the United States benefit of the doubt. And I'm thinking, okay, well, first of all, I'm going to guess they do speak English. And more importantly, what? You think they're going to have it out for the United States?
Well, that's how they feel, right? I mean, like, this never came up when I was the emergency head coach for the Watermelon Sharks.
Never?
Never. We didn't have to explain the intent of a red card. So I apologize for that. Yeah. So I'm asking the soccer elite or the football elite.
The soccernistas out there. I do think it's interesting, though, that they're going to have a review for this and eject the player, but guys can fall around and fake an injury all day long and there's no penalty to it. Like, sometimes there is. Most of the time, there isn't. And, you know, when these guys go down and they're grabbing their ankle and writhing in pain and pounding the turf, and meanwhile, the play is still going on, all you got to do is wait 30 seconds and the player all of a sudden springs up and starts running back in. That's a guy I would penalize, but that's me. 248-539-9797. This is 97.1.